It's time your practice technology worked as one. Welcome, everybody, to the Henry Schein One Connect podcast. I'm your host, John Stamper, and I'm going to be spending time with some of our dental industry's leading opinion leaders on practice management, marketing, and patient engagement solutions. We all know that when you have one connected management system to help you improve every aspect of your business, your technology works as one, your team can work smarter and faster while improving each step of the patient experience. The Henry Schein One team is excited to bring you this educational podcast. Stay tuned. Today's guest on the Henry Schein One Connect podcast is Andrea Gallimar, who has over 19 years of experience with Dentrix and the dental industry. She has worked as an office manager for a multi-doctor practice and also is a certified Dentrix trainer. She currently works for Henry Schein One as a product marketing manager. She presents webinars on various Dentrix and e-services products and presents educational dental seminars across the country. With her extensive software knowledge and real-world office management expertise, Andrea can help practices maximize efficiency and profitability using Henry Schein One practice management software and e-services. The Henry Schein One team is excited to bring on Andrea Gallimar. How you doing, Andrea?
I'm good, John. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. All right. Excellent. This first episode is, we're excited about this podcast. I know the both of us have been talking about it and the information that you want to share. It is an interesting time to start a podcast. And I think before we get into what this podcast is all about and a good portion of the educational content that we're going to provide to all of the listeners, I think you and I and the Henry Schein One team certainly thought it was important to frame out this first one as a message of hope, right? We all recognize that right now in not only the dental community, but in our country as a whole and as our world as a whole, we are going through some very unknown and challenging times. And even though it's an interesting time to start a podcast, I think we would both agree that in this time, dental teams need to band together. And we thought there would be a great opportunity to be able to start this podcast and be there for them. So, Andrea, as we get into highlighting what this podcast is going to be about, I thought it was most important to maybe just have you share with everybody a little bit about your experience. You have worked and lived inside a dental practice. You know what it's like, I'm sure, with all of the things going on right now. They hit you very hard because you understand it. And so would love to just have you start with a little bit about your history and how you got to where you are. And then let's start with a message of hope for you and many of your fellow dental professionals.
Well, yes, definitely. You know, my days in the dental practice started back in the late 90s. And really, when I first got into dentistry, it was to help run the financial side of the business. But I learned quickly that dentistry is such a family-oriented business and just wanted to learn more about how I could help the team members in the practice and be there for them when they needed to be out, and also take care of our patients all at the same time. So, you know, joining that group and becoming part of that family took on a lot more space for me than just running a financial aspect of the business. And that's what I love about dentistry and love about dental offices is, in general, most dental practices are a extension of your own family at home. You spend so much time with each other, you're close to each other, you build relationships with those patients and become family members with them, basically. And so it's a wonderful business to be in. And at this time in our lives and what's going on right now in our country and worldwide, that extended family only provides us more hope and joy in our lives to know that, hey, we can all band together, work as a team and overcome what's happening right now in the world and overcome other aspects that will come forward at points in our lives. So it's a wonderful opportunity for us all to get together, use our knowledge and bring new information, or maybe not even new information, but just bring ideas back out that we haven't thought about in a while and can utilize at this time.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's important for everybody listening to note that the idea of titling this the Henry Schein One Connect podcast was built around the idea of connecting dental teams and also connecting them with a lot of the resources and services that Henry Schein One provides. However, like we said, the timing of this, we thought that we would take this first episode and just share some thoughts and ideas of maybe where you are all at right now. The goal of this podcast is to continue to educate you on a lot of the different aspects of your practice and the different services that are out there. And I will say that kind of towards the middle of the end of this podcast, Andrea and I are going to share with you what the goal is, especially if we look at the next six episodes and some exciting things that we want to share. But we do think that it's important for this first episode that we realize that right now we could share a lot of this insight and ideas, but for many of you, your practice is closed. You may not be able to apply a lot of these ideas tomorrow. And so we really wanted to make sure that we were respectful in regards to this first episode. And I think talk more, Andrea, about what the practices are going through right now, like what they're thinking about, all the different planning and that they have to be talking to each other about. And if they are going to inch back towards building ideas, building strategies, once their practices are going to get open and some things that they want to dive into that maybe they didn't get a chance to dive into before, that now's the time. And so I know the Henry Schein One team was very supportive and very excited about starting this podcast, but it was very, very important to them that with the timing of all of this, that we took this first episode as a means to be able to just address where we are right now. So Andrea, I'd love to ask you, we are going to get into some of the different topics that we're going to share here moving forward, but when you put yourself in the shoes of an office manager right now in a dental practice, really anywhere across the country, share with you kind of some things that maybe they should be thinking about, or maybe some things that they could be thinking about that in the craziness of them having to shut down and work with their patients and things like that, that maybe you can offer some ideas and or some insight and hope.
Definitely. You know, I can think back of, this is probably, well, I will say it is the largest thing that has affected us and affected me myself as in the dental world and as a business professional. I can think of times back when I was in the practice and we had some minor shutdowns due to, I can think about one time we had a flooding in our area and our practice got flooded and we had to shut down for a little while. But you knew that, you know, you could judge when things were going to come back around and we could get started working again. So this is a little more, puts everybody on the edge, but continuing to look at this time in a positive light versus a negative light and use this time to reevaluate what's going on in your practice, what you do on a day-to-day basis, how you do it on a day-to-day basis, how you communicate with your patients, just the aspects of what you do on a day-to-day basis in your practice. This is a great time for us to step back, take a look at our practices, and break down what we're doing, where we do things great, where we do things that we may need to improve upon, where we do things that are just getting us by, and we know, hey, we can definitely add some spark in this area to make this area of our dental practice thrive better. This is a wonderful time to focus on those aspects and think of the positive things that you can do to be ready when the time does come for us to step back into the practice and start seeing our patients on a day-to-day basis. So this is a great time that we don't normally in a dental practice have time for to evaluate those things. We say, oh, we want to do all of these steps, and then we'll say, I'm going to get to that tomorrow, and we're super busy, and we put it off another day, and we put it off another day. So take this as a positive light and say, you know what, right now we can spend some time, have our different staff members write down what they feel is being done best in the practice in their area and what could be done better, or what just might have some new ideas to bring into the practice and improve upon things and bring new aspects into the practice. So don't let what's going on right now draw you back and put a lot of fear in yourself, but bring out that positive light and really think about what can we do for our practice just to take it a step forward and be ready when we're back to seeing those patients every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I want to get your thoughts on this because I think that one of the challenging things, which as I have tried to put myself in the shoes of anybody in a dental practice right now, is that I do believe that many of you out there see this time as an opportunity to be able to learn a lot of the things that Andrea was talking about and identify some of the areas of the practice that you've been wanting to working on. I do also think that it's okay to do these as you feel comfortable, right? So in other words, I know in times like this, there's so much emotional energy that is spent, unfortunately, not on a lot of the things in the dental practice, right? You're thinking about your family, you're thinking about your children, you're thinking about your patients, you're thinking about a lot of different things. And so one of the things that we spoke about before we actually started to record this first podcast as a team was, you know, we want to make sure that we provide a lot of this information so that it's out there, but I think it is okay. I don't know what your thoughts are on this, Andre. I think it is okay to, you might have a day where the team feels full of energy and really wants to whiteboard things, identify maybe their marketing plans or some of the things they want to do moving forward. And then the next day they might be so exhausted, they might maybe talk about things for 20 minutes and then not want to have to do anything with it. And I think that's going to happen a lot. And I think that's okay. I think that there's, you know, there can be this overwhelm that there is so much to learn when there's the unknown. I think this is going to be a process. And so Andres, I'm curious on your thoughts of that as you maybe put yourself in the shoes of being inside a dental practice right now and knowing that you want to take advantage of a lot of this great information that's out there, but still at the same time managing with the toughness that is the situation.
Most definitely. And that, you know, that is something to, what we're doing in our lives every day right now, in our personal lives, in our business lives. You know, one moment you're like, I've got to do some things, and you're very gung-ho and proactive to get some things done. You just have this like spark of energy. And then, you know, there's times right now where we're like, gosh, I feel a little overwhelmed. I'm having to work in a different manner than I've worked before. Most people are, you know, not going into their office. And that's a change for people to work from home, balance personal life and business life from home, to be talking to each other on the phone, not face to face. All a lot of changes that can one moment be like, wow, this is really new and great and gung-ho about it. But then the next, you know, minute or later that day, the next day, you know, it's kind of like, wow, you know, I feel like I'm a little overwhelmed. I need to get up and move around. I need to get outside and just walk around my yard to get some energy back in me. And those things are going to be weighing on us right now heavily. And especially for our dental offices who are used to interacting with people every day, being face to face, very much caregiver people. And then you're at home and you're not doing those things. So it's definitely going to play on your mind and be taxing on you at times. So don't feel like you have to dive in and do everything at one moment. This is something to spread out, divide tasks out amongst your team. And definitely, I think it's going to be extremely important to have a time together, have a team meeting, whatever you know feel is necessary for your practice, but have a team meeting with the staff and get everybody together and just see how everyone's doing and brainstorm those ideas. And but don't overdo with everything, just especially while the change is happening and people are getting used to working from home versus being all together in one place.
Yeah. And I have to ask you, I'm just curious, when you started to see the domino effect of states mandating that dental practices close or at least not perform elective procedures, but more importantly, just emergencies. I'm curious, Andrea, what was the first thing that came to your head? Like what did you start to think about?
Yeah, the first thing that came to my mind was, wow, you know, it's going to be difficult on the teens to not be together every day or every working day that they're together. And the caregiver aspect of everybody in the dental office, from the front office to the clinical side, everybody is a caregiver, wants to take care of their patients. And just knowing that if it was me still in the practice and knowing that, hey, you know, I'm not going to be able to be there for them at every minute of the working day for our practice and see them when needed, it was difficult. I thought, wow, this is going to be a big effect on how the individuals in a practice really really function each day in pulling back away from doing their caregiver task every day.
Right. Well, and so in the spirit of that, as you know, and as so many dental professionals know, because what they do on a daily basis is there to serve their patients. Everything is about attitude, right? And it doesn't mean that you're always going to have the best attitude every day in times like this, but we are hopefully very soon going to get to this point where we go through this roller coaster of emotion of exactly what you talked about and being nervous and being scared and confused and what are we going to do? And then the flip switches, right? Then it's a matter of, okay, we've got through this. We're going to make this work together as a team, like you said. Now let's start to identify where we can go. And I know I was certainly honored to have been asked by the Henry Schein One team to host this podcast and more importantly, to have you on here, especially with your insight and experience into dental practice and what you've seen in Henry Schein One. So what we wanted to do, at least on this first one, was lay out for all of you kind of where we're going next, right? And like we said, these podcasts are going to be coming out pretty regularly, all in an effort for you to listen to them, pull the nuggets from them that you think is valuable for your practice when you want to do that. But I know that the team in Henry Schein One sees this situation as a very important opportunity to bring on someone like Andrea, who has a lot of this insight and experience, and provide that content to you. What we need all right now are people learning from each other, finding ways to move forward, and getting through this together as a team. And so what we're going to do, this obviously is the first episode, and the next six episodes, I wanted to just go through, Andrea, and kind of highlight for everybody and then get your insight of kind of each one of these and what you're most excited about, but to share with everybody kind of where we're going to go next. So we're going to create six episodes from this first one, all around the premise of marketing and your online reputation and things like that, because I think the more that the Henry Schein One team got thinking about it, as things start to move forward and as dental teams start to work together and put the pieces together and open their practices and serving their patients, I think we all realize that there's going to be an element where dental teams are really going to want to connect with their patient base. And so marketing will be a big piece about this, your online reputation. And so it just made sense that the next six episodes will kind of take this track. So the first one will be your online reputation and controlling your online reputation and some of the things that you can do around that. So Andrea, talk a little bit about maybe just some tips that you think that listeners will get from that first episode.
So yeah, controlling your online reputation. This is extremely important. You're going to get some tips on your reviews and how to manage those reviews. Reviewing them, looking over them, responding to them. So those tips are going to be really important for you, not just getting the reviews from your patient, but actually responding to them and interacting when those reviews are coming in. So that's our first aspect that we'll be talking about.
All right. And then the next one, I guess, would be technically episode three. Well, again, we'll be on your online reputation. It's going to be talking about practice listing management, right? So you know, where is your practice listed? What does that mean? There's so many different ways that patients can find your practice nowadays, and it's moving very quickly. And there's a lot of resources out there to do that. But Andrea, touch a little bit about that episode and some insight on that one.
Right. So big tip on this one, for practice listing management, is the number one tip is we have a lot of practice listings out there. Some that we've created as a practice, and those that have just been assigned to our practice based off of content out on the web. So it's important to get those listings correct and have like one Google listing versus five different Google listings. So that's where we're going to guide that, talk about controlling and getting your listings accurate for your practice.
Excellent. Okay. So the next episode after that one, your online reputation, but this one's going to be more around the reputation management tools. And so, as you know, Andrea, a lot of people are saying, okay, I realize that online reputation is important. I've learned what to do and what not to do, but what tools are available to me in an effort to be able to manage that? Because I think some people may think that there's really nothing you can do, and yet you can. So touch on that a little bit.
Definitely. So reputation management tools, you know, getting out there and being able to quickly see reviews that are being posted, but utilizing tools that can help you digitalize and automate getting those reviews, responses back in from your patients, and controlling those in the manner of seeing them in one spot, responding to them again in a timely manner. Utilizing those tools are going to make you more efficient and effective in the practice. And we know, as I said earlier, we're just super busy when we are in the practice. And right now we're super busy thinking about what are we going to be doing. So it's always important for us to find efficient, effective ways.
Yeah, love it. All right. So then the episode after that, we are going to focus on shining online, right? Being out there online. And one of the great ways to do that certainly is maintaining a modern website. So you were touching on earlier, Andrea, the importance of this time when dental teams are down and they're, you know, when they can really catch their breath and take a look at some of the things in their practice that they've wanted to do for a while. And maintaining a modern website certainly could be one of those things. So we wanted to make sure that we did an episode on that. So share your insight on some of the things that they're going to learn via that episode.
So good tips on this one. This is the time where we're going to look at what is your website content have on it? Are your pictures up to date of your staff? Are your pictures up to date of your building? Get some of that personalized family feel brought into your website, making sure you've brought it up to date to where you are now, and keeping the content current and up to date.
Excellent. All right. So we're then going to continue with the next episode of continuing to shine online and ways to be efficient with your online marketing. So this is a world, as you know, Andrea, that has just exploded in the last 3 to 5 years, where there's so many different ways for practices to market online. And some of those ways are super easy to do, and some are a little bit more confusing. So I know what you wanted to do was to share with all the listeners in that episode just some ways to become efficient at it, to be smart about it, and most importantly, to make sure that you're getting the results for all the time that you're going to put in.
Correct. Efficient online marketing, we do that in so many ways, and in many of the practices, you guys have gotten into this, you've created your social media pages and sites, and, you know, that is great online marketing for your practice. Facebook, having your dental office's Facebook page, things like that, and really working to keep those up to date. So we'll talk a lot about how do we utilize the tools that we have in social media and some other aspects to just be efficient with our online marketing of our practices.
Excellent. All right. And then finally, as we continue this marketing focus with these next 6 episodes, the final one I would love to have you share a little bit, is we're going to talk about why word of mouth matters. I think we all know that intuitively, right? There's nothing better than when somebody says something positive about your practice and things like that. But now that we're in this era of people going online and can share anything and everything about you in regards to reviews and things like that, word of mouth matters a lot, but why? And so I know you're going to share with everybody your insight on that in that podcast episode.
Definitely. And just a tip for all of our practices, we know that our patients still are our number one referral source to our practice. And we just see it in a different manner now than we used to see it, where it was strictly when we say word of mouth, truly word of mouth. But now we have many other aspects that we can play into that with social media, and people are still seeking advice and recommendations from their friends, coworkers, etc. So the word of mouth is just spread to more online content versus just a face-to-face talking or over the phone. So I look forward to talking about that. It's such a wonderful topic to talk about.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Well, so there you go, everybody. Again, very excited to kick off this first episode of the Henry Schein One Connect podcast, and a lot of things in store, a lot of great information, educational information around the topics that are relevant, the topics that are going to help you in your practice. I think most importantly, again, a big, big shout out to all of you. What you do is so appreciated in regards to going into your dental practice, even right now, if it is working with those patients, those emergency patients, and the things that you guys have to go through right now. For all of us that stand on the peripheral, that work with dental companies, that provide products and service to you, we cannot say thank you enough for who you are, what you do. We will all get through this together. And I know the team at Henry Schein One is very, very excited to be able to do what they can do to bring great educational content to you, to give you confidence to move forward and to do what you love best, which is taking care of patients. So Andrea, thank you so much. I'm very much looking forward to having you as a guest host with me with some of these topics as we continue to forge ahead and help wherever we can.
Sounds wonderful. I look forward to it, John, and look forward to talking to you guys in the dental practices and all of us working together to get through our current state that we're in right now.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Andrea. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
The Henry Schein One team would love to thank you for listening to today's episode, and we are very excited to continue to bring to you a whole host of educational content, more episodes all around the relevant items that matter in your practice when it comes to practice management and marketing and reputation management, all of those great things in an effort to be able to help you move forward as a dental practice with your dental team. So the Henry Schein One Connect podcast can be found on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. So for any of you that listen to podcasts actively, be sure to follow and download the podcast. And so that way, as we continue to add more episodes, they will come through right to your listening device of choice. Have a wonderful day.